Pero pasó el tiempo y nos cansamos y queríamos, además de tener casa, también queríamos tener atención y salud.
In addition to having houses and a way of earning money, we wanted to have attention to our health needs.
Y porque también habíamos conseguido la alcaldía había conseguido un taller de carpintería.
The mayor was able to secure a carpentry workshop for us, the construction of a carpentry workshop.
Para ese tiempo ya las mujeres nos sentimos capaces de hacer cualquier.
So in these days, we women felt capable of doing any kind of work. And we could learn how to do any kind of work.
Y solicitamos el taller también para nosotras.
So we solicited the carpentry shop to be a shop.
Y se nos accedió el taller de carpintería.
So we had that carpentry shop.
Después buscamos ayuda, necesitamos nosotros enfrentar el problema de la salud.
Then we had to seek to find a solution to our health needs.
Y miramos que también queríamos no tener tanto niño.
And also we wanted to do something about not having so many children.
Queríamos planificarnos, no estar embarazadas.
We wanted to do family planning and not to maintain ourselves in a state of pregnancy always.
Y decidimos buscar ayuda para tener un lugar donde ir y consultar y.
So we decided to try to find a way to build and have such health service.
Pero nadie.
But none of us was a nurse.
Y habíamos perdido la elección.
And we had lost the elections. And we had were losing the services of the health center, the government health center.
Entonces tuvimos que viajar a Matagalpa para buscar ayuda a una enfermera para que nos escribiera las ideas.
We had to travel to Matagalpa to find someone who could help us put our thoughts of our needs on a piece of paper.
Y encontramos un grupo, un colectivo de mujeres que atendían.
We found a group of women in Matagalpa that were providing health services for women.
So,
and these women said, the first thing to do is to put your ideas on a piece of paper. So that we could present this piece of paper to someone who would do something about it.
Pero no alcanzamos. Tener una máquina de escribir
para. We couldn't find a typewriter to put our ideas on. So we just made a handwritten. We put our ideas on a piece of paper just in handwritten. So with this piece of paper, we found Dorothy and Charles. It was like the answer of God to our needs.
Y estábamos un día, teníamos un día especial ese día porque estábamos angustiados. Yo estaba en Matagalpa en esa fecha.
So we were in this time anguished. Because at this time the revolutionary government was voted out of power.
Teníamos que seguir viviendo.
So we had to continue living.
Y un día, ese día, tocó la puerta.
So one day, there was a knock on my door.
Y se Dorotea.
And
aquí estoy.
I appeared and said, here I am. And Gretel said, let's go.
Ese mismo día fui a visitarlo donde estaban ellos en la colonia Momentario.
That day I went to visit them. Where Charles and Dorothy were living in a barrio in Matagalpa. And we had a cake. It was Charles' birthday. So I described Mulukuku as the most beautiful place. Full of all beautiful things.
El lugar más lindo.
The place most beautiful in the world.
Y los mexicanos creyeron.
And Dorothy, Charles, and I believed it.
Y un día llegaron.
So one day, Dorothy and Charles arrived in Willow Cuckoo.
Yo creo que se dieron cuenta que no era el más.
And then I think, I suspected they realized it wasn't the most beautiful place in the world.
Sí. Y empezamos ese trabajo y Carlos llegó en el momento preciso que recibíamos el taller de carpintería.
When they arrived, it was the moment when we had just received the carpentry workshop.
Y Carlos fue el primer maestro de las mujeres
and
carpinteras.
Charles was the first teacher of the women carpenters.
Cómo medir.
He taught them how to measure.
Hacer una pata de gallina.
How to make a little stool.
Cómo hacer una mesa.
How to make a simple table.
Y con el tiempo, las mujeres carpinteras llegamos a construir muebles.
And from that time, the women have learned to make very beautiful furniture.
Hasta camas de cambio, sí.
And now women make very strong sidings for cattle cars.
Increíble el trabajo.
So it is pretty amazing, the work.
Bueno, Dorothy ahora va a explicar el trabajo de salud que estamos desarrollando ya. Yo lo voy a sentar.
Let's all stand up. And turn to you, the person on your left.
Curtis and Cam. I'm very bad at names, and it takes me about six times.
Then I get it down, me too. I hope so.
The heart of our work is to save women's lives. This woman exemplifies what we're up against. I should go ahead. Here's a good thanks. Christina was brought to the clinic by hammock, having been carried 5 hours to the road, then 1.5 hours by truck. She was clammy, had a temperature of over 104, and was in shock. Christina had lain in bed with fever for 15 days. She hadn't been bathed in that time, so we cleaned her as we attempted to start an intravenous. 8 days earlier, Christina had given birth to a dead premature infant. This was her sixth child. Christina died before we could transfer her to the health center in Rio Blanco, 50 kilometers away. The cause of death may have been falciparum malaria, which induces labor and may cause cerebral infection. Christina was 33 years old. Christina lived in Curin, a little mountain settlement, with her compañero and 5 children, 3 girls and 2 boys. Her compañero Juan works with his machete, planting corn and beans. He has no modern technology and uses the old-fashioned method of poking a hole in the ground with a pointed stick and dropping in a seed. He is able to harvest barely enough to feed his family. His crops are completely dependent upon the weather, which has been, in recent years, very erratic. He never has extra crops to sell with which to buy clothes or medicines. Christina and Juan grew up in a culture that is very macho and dominated by religious beliefs. Christina never practiced family planning, and her children came quickly one after the other. The religion told her that to plan one's family is to kill the babies that God is sending. Juan sees birth as a natural process and doesn't understand the need for such things as prenatal care. After all, it can town manages by itself. He believes it is normal for women to have a baby every year. Sometimes a woman dies and then a man has to find another. Christina's own mother was dead, and she had no sisters or other female relatives nearby. In the Campesina family, it is the women who care for the sick, as well as protect each other from abusive mates. Had there been a woman present, Christina would have been brought to us much earlier and probably would not have died. Christina's three daughters will grow up without the protection of their mother, who would have accompanied them in life. In rich countries like the United States, about 10 women in every 100,000 live births lose their lives in the process of pregnancy or in the birthing process or right after. In our zone, in the North Atlantic region of Nicaragua, more than 1,130 women to every 100,000 lose their lives in this process. So that's our challenge. Women also lose their lives because they don't have prenatal care. Conditions that could be detected early on in a pregnancy and corrected are simply not detected and may cost the woman her life. As Greco mentioned, Nicaragua is in a process of rapidly becoming poorer and poorer. The people, I would say in the countryside, about one half, people are eating one half to one third the recommended number of calories to keep a person alive and healthy. So women are debilitated because of lack of food. Clandestine abortion is a leading cause of death. Women who have half a dozen children and they don't know how they're going to feed these children find themselves pregnant again. Very often, the father of the family, who cannot provide for this family, goes off in desperation and abandons the family. This woman who now sees herself pregnant again with no known means of survival seeks an abortion. And these women are seeking abortion by practitioners who are not qualified and do not have conditions, safe conditions to perform these procedures. So the women die. They die of infection and they die of bleeding. So family planning is a big part of our work. Another big part of our work is the detection of cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is very high in the countryside and especially in our area. In the beginning, when we first went to Mulukuku 8 years ago, I was quite concerned that women who are so shy about their bodies, if they would accept examination. And in 8 years, we've had two refusals. And one of the women was clearly psychotic and simply thought she was going to be assaulted. When it is explained what the procedure is, why it is important to have pap test, women 100% say, yes, please. I want to be healthy. I want to know if I'm healthy. The other day, a couple months ago, a woman came in and I said yes to the consult. And I said, yes, what can I do for you? What is your problem today? Oh, she said, I don't have any problem. I'm here for my pap test. I said, but are you sick? Don't you have any pains? She said, no, it's been a year. It's time for my pap test. So, in other words, I shouldn't insist that she be sick. So now we are seeing women returning because they appreciate the value of this examination. The majority of women come to us for family planning purposes, followed by gynecologic problems. We have a very high incidence of gonorrhea in our area. Because men are not faithful to their marriage. Many men are not, so they bring diseases home to their wives. Many wives come 4 or 5 times a year to be cured. And we tell them that the only way they can protect themselves is to insist on the use of condoms by their partner. And they begin by telling us, oh no, my husband has nothing to do with that. And so we say, well, you have to decide. You know, is it your health? Or, you know, are you willing to keep coming back to be treated? Or are you going to stand your ground and insist that you have safe practices in your home? And women who a few years ago simply wouldn't insist that their husbands use the safety are now coming back again and again for more condoms. So women are learning to take charge of their bodies and take charge of their lives. 5% of the women that we screen have precancerous or cancerous lesions. When we must send patients on, when we are only nurses and health promoters, so we have limited capacities. However, you know, when I first went to Nicaragua, to Molucucu, I wasn't trained as a practitioner. I was sort of an old-fashioned nurse organizer. So I thought we could hire nurses and get them trained, and I would just sort of be an organizer. But we haven't been able to find a stable nursing staff because we have continued to be a very dangerous place to live, and most nurses from the cities choose not to live in such an environment. Now I learned a lot of things, basically from the women themselves. I learned from other visiting physicians that come down. And as I've joked in the past, I do try to stop at brain surgery. we have gotten because we are sometimes isolated, as Gretel mentioned, there were 3 months when there was absolutely no traffic on the road. If we did not do intervention, a patient was going to die. So we've gotten pretty brave. We opened a lot of books, referred to a lot of books, and very few people have died. And I think no one, because we weren't doing the correct thing. We have visiting medical delegations twice a year, and these medical delegations may serve up to 2,000 people in a 2-week period. This is a tremendous help. As Gretel mentioned, since 1990, the infrastructure of the medical services that the Sandinistas put in place have all crumbled, so that the people have been virtually abandoned in our area from any health care by the government. We now find, though, our main task continues to be women's health, and we always give priority to women. We now find that we must respond to the health needs of the entire population. This is difficult because with our small staff and our small resources, it's impossible to do the job of an entire health department. But we're selective, and we find that by working, by putting a lot of effort into training midwives and health brigadistas, these are the barefoot doctors that the Sandinistas developed during the years of the revolution. By putting more training into these people and trying to find the resources they need to confront things such as cholera epidemics and the growing epidemic of tuberculosis, which is returning in the countryside, that we're able to extend our resources out into the communities. We have seen tremendous malnourishment in children, and so we have soy kitchens that we've developed. The women who bring their children to the soy kitchens are among the most marginalized in the community. We did clinics. We do clinics on these children every month. And the other day I was reviewing the weight gains of these children, and I couldn't understand why we didn't have more kids graduating from the program. And what we learned was that the children who come to the program have risen from malnourished status to at-risk status, and they haven't gone further than that. On further investigation, we have found that many of these children, the only food they receive during the day is the one meal that they get at our clinic. You know, instead of it being a supplement, the soy lunch is the only meal of the day. And so this is just maintaining these children from starvation. One of our dreams since the beginning of our work 8 years ago was to have a birth room. And in this birthing room, to have a trained midwife teacher where local midwives could bring their complications and hopefully have less loss of life of newborns and women. Well, we dreamed about this for a long time. And as, you know, Greta, we use the word dream a lot in our business. And what we found is that if we dream hard enough and long enough, the dreams are going to come true. And this birthing room is coming true. We will begin construction this summer. And a series of resident midwives are coming from the Seattle School of Midwifery. And we have two now in Nicaragua, one is in language school, one is in residence in Mulukuku. And these women are teaching our midwives. High-risk births are being brought to our clinic. And I know that there will be a significant impact made on the death rate of women. So this is a dream that's coming true this year, and we're extremely grateful for it. Maybe that's enough of this. Greta, will you take a few more minutes? Is there time? I took this off, but I never look at it. You know, I just take it off and have it in front of me. Maybe that's enough about our health work. Oh, I will say this about our health work. You know, you wonder, what's a gringa doing there still after 8 years? Well, it's a difficult place to work. I should have worked my way out of the job by now, but it's been slow. Two of our health promoters, Carmelita Amador, who was with me in this room 2 years ago, and another health promoter, Gloria Montenegro, have begun a high school correspondence course. We hope that they will have their high school certificate in 2 years. Then they will go to nursing school. And within 2 to 3 years after that, depending on how extensive a course they'll take, they will be back in residence in Mulukuku, a place where they're from, where they have their families and they have their roots. So this will give us some continuity. So maybe that's enough for the help. Greta will talk about how the other programs have developed. As women have come for health care, other needs have come to light. And as we see these needs, we help women to organize to find answers to these needs. With this work in the clinic, we have access to know very well the lives of the women. And we realize that we have to help the women confront their lack of education. And on all levels, we have to have a plan to confront the violence that women are suffering. One principal reason that the women have built their houses and have learned non-traditional skills such as carpentry is to give us a sense that we are capable of taking charge of our lives.
Y las mujeres organizadas que estamos en el taller, en la clínica, en la bloquera.
And the organized women that do work in the block factory, the carpentry shop, and in the clinic.
Unas no saben leer, otras están.
Some don't know how to read.
y decidimos seguir estudiando y seguir capacitándose para ayudar a otras mujeres.
We decided to continue learning and also, as we learn, to teach other women in the community.
Entonces tenemos un programa de alfabetización donde mujeres enseñan a leer a mujeres.
So we have a program of literacy training where women teach other women.
Y hace 3 años que un grupo de mujeres cada año recibe su diploma dado por las mujeres alfabetizadoras de que ya tienen su diploma.
Every year we are graduating new groups of women who know how to read and write and do simple arithmetic. And then they, in turn, teach others.
In
December of last year,
eran 58 mujeres,
there were 58 women who were taught.
Y en estos programas de educación, de alfabetización y educación de adultos, también llevamos en el programa de educación el levantamiento de las mujeres, hablamos de los derechos de las mujeres.
In the literacy program and also in the adult education program, we use as our text for learning the very lives of the women themselves. Our culture is very conservative. It's very macho.
Difícil para las mujeres.
Difficult for women.
Y después de sentir las mujeres que tenían trabajo como la porquera y la carpintera, que es lindo tener su propio dinero y comprar cualquier cosa que uno quiera.
And women, once they are learning for the first time to handle their own money, feel very proud and very happy that they can for the first time make decisions about how money will be spent.
Aunque sea la misma cosa necesaria, pero uno decide qué.
Even though all of these things they buy are things very necessary, but it is the women who are making the decisions.
Entonces comenzamos a buscar apoyo con solidaridad y tenemos un programa de crédito para mujeres.
We began looking through solidarity for help, and we have begun a credit program for women.
Y estos créditos son de 50 y 100 dólares a cada mujer para que las mujeres puedan inventar qué tipo de cosas.
This credit is a loan of something between $50 and $100, so that women can decide how they will turn this money into income-producing activities.
Cualquier actividad de ventas de huevos, cuajada, leche.
They go to the countryside and they buy eggs, fresh cheese, chickens, and sell in the village.
Hacen ropa, bordan.
They embroider, they sell clothing.
Y todo lo que sea para alcanzar los $2 al día para
they do many different things to struggle to earn that $2 a day, which is necessary to feed the average family, the family of five.
Tenemos este programa a 104 mujeres.
We have 104 women in this program.
Y
and many requests.
También hemos hecho un plan estratégico para enfrentar la violencia. Trabajamos con los maestros, con los pastores.
We have made a strategic plan to confront violence against women and children. We work with pastors, with school teachers, and with the pastors of the churches.
Las iglesias evangélicas,
the evangelical churches or the Protestant churches, which are not like this Methodist church, but are more right-wing and fundamentalist, very conservative. And these churches really are against life for the women.
Una buena mujer tiene que tener todos los hijos que Dios le mande.
A good woman has to have all of the children that God sends her.
Y aguantar hasta que el hombre la mata, pero si es su marido tiene que aguantar.
And to accept abuse even until her husband kills her. Because if she's a good woman, she will accept everything that is dealt her.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Entonces, a nivel nacional se abrieron un programa en la policía. Dentro de la policía se llama la comisaría de las mujeres.
On the national level, there is a national program within the national police called the Women's Commissary to confront violence against women and children.
Y Entonces nosotros miramos la oportunidad de poder también encontrar allá como autoridad una manera de enfrentar la violencia, porque cuando hay un hombre que maltrata a una mujer personalmente, íbamos con piedras, con palos para...
So we have found a way of being very aggressive against men, with men who abuse women. And many women, when a man is with a woman, many women will go to the house of that woman and physically intervene between the abuser and the woman being abused. One day we chased a man.
Era terrible la situación. Entonces vimos la oportunidad de poder hacerlo con autoridad.
So we decided that sticks and rocks weren't the best way to do it. So we have now found a way by using the national police. Or we had found a way, actually has been changed, to confront the situation.
Se fueron dos muchachas de Cuba a la academia de policía Managua.
Two young women from our community went to the police academy in Managua.
Como estaban empezando las comisarías, habían cuatro mujeres y 450.
So there were four women in this police academy and 400 men.
Impresionante el cambio de los muchachos que estaban allá. Pero salieron muy bien con su curso.
These women did come out learning how to defend women and children.
Pero para mientras nosotros teníamos que tener policía, porque la policía no
existía. So, meantime, we had to have police in the village, and there hadn't been any police in the village.
Entonces gestionamos, organizamos una comisión de paz, llamamos a Managua, la
comisión. So we organized a peace commission that went to Managua and requested resident police.
Que nosotros éramos una comunidad ya de 4,000 personas y no teníamos policía.
This was a community of 4,000 people, and we had no police authority.
Entonces conseguimos, por presión y también por apoyo, tuvimos que comprar la casa para la policía.
So we had to buy the house for the police and
todo lo que es instalar.
The women constructed the cell for the abusers.
Construimos la celda para los presos.
We constructed the cell for the prisoners.
Una ventana.
Without a window.
Para que instalara.
So they wouldn't escape.
Porque también era una cosa como de poder hacerlo, porque los violentos en Urubú eran los del gobierno liberal, este gobierno de Arnoldo Alemán. El alcalde balació a su mujer un día.
This government that we have is very violent, and the appointed mayor beat up his wife. Used to beat up his wife regularly, and one day he shot her in the leg, and she came to us for help.
Entonces era como fue preso.
So
cuatro días.
We put him 4 days in the cell.
Y empezamos a tocar la violencia fuerte, cruda.
And we began to be very direct and strong against violence.
Y a los dos años de tener la comisaría en esta lucha con la policía, que la misma policía nos mandaron policía de compras.
And within 2 years we realized that the police that we had been sent were themselves violent people and former members of the contra-revolution.
Policías que son, que lo que dicen es que hay que pegar a las mujeres en donde no se les ve.
Who themselves said, well, you guys have to beat women where it doesn't show.
Y haciendo campaña contra los policías.
So,
y entonces decidimos poner nuestra propia policía.
So, now we've decided to put our own police and not use the national police.
Y en asamblea las mujeres escogieron un policía.
And with the women of the community, we selected our own police.
De los del grupo de hombres no violentos, porque hay un grupo de hombres
from the group of men for nonviolence.
Y tuvimos los cinco policías.
So we have five police.
Y resultó
chosen by the women themselves.
Resultó entonces que la policía está acostada en los policías de la comisaría y tenían que tener mucho trabajo. Y era un confrontamiento permanente porque la policía de la comisaría tenía que hacer otros trabajos de la Policía Nacional.
Estoy confundida. Se le entendió. Se le entendió.
Demasiado trabajo de para los policías voluntarios.
Ok, well, the voluntary police have a great deal of work.
Y nos cansamos también nosotros, también nos cansamos. Y entonces decidimos empezar nuestra línea de trabajo contra la violencia con acciones no violentas.
So we have realized that we must, people in the community must learn how to take nonviolent action themselves.
Y en eso estamos ahora.
And this is where we are now.
Tenemos siempre la comisaría, pero queremos tener un lugar de asesoría donde las mujeres puedan tener acompañamiento en sus casas y que la policía, ya logramos que la policía llegara a un lugar que ellas se hagan cargo de su.
So we are now putting more emphasis in nonviolent teaching and nonviolent means, and are really abandoning the violence, depending on the violence of the police.
Bueno, tenemos que terminar. Entonces, muchas gracias. Este,
desde Bulucú,
un saludo cariñoso a toda la comunidad solidaria.
From Bulucú, I send you fond greetings.
Sabemos que tenemos muchos amigos aquí.
We know we have many friends here.
Y agradezco la oportunidad de poder decir muchísimas gracias.
And
pasen
I
buenas noches.
Take this opportunity to say many thanks and don't clap.
Maybe you won't clap at all.
We want to close with this verse.
Es que pueden más bonito. A los que no conocen el amor y ni saben lo que esto significa. Y fuimos río poco arriba, río poco abajo, trayendo, llevando, cuidando tanta población, tantos niños, tantos ancianos. Así estaban de pobres y de enfermos, y tristes de tanta soledad. Bon City, Santa Fe, Andrés, también gente, y también tierra.
To those who don't know love nor what it signifies. And we went up the Rio Coco, down the Rio Coco, bringing, taking, caring. So many people, so many children, so many old folks. This is how they were, poor and sick, and sad from so much isolation. Bumsipi, Santa Fe, Andres, also my folk, my people, also my land.
I call the work of Dorothy and Gretel and their helpers in Bulucú, I call this the miracle of Bulucú. A thousand miracles, perhaps, would be a better description. They told you so much about their work, and yet I know a place to do this they didn't even mention. But I'll just repeat for a second. They've greatly expanded, since I was there 6 years ago, they've greatly expanded their services, including health care, health education, family planning, community organizing, nutrition, garden projects, literacy classes, herbal medicine, micro-lending, men's groups and women's groups that combat violence and abuse. And all of these around the theme of empowerment of women in a macho society. All this against heavy obstacles of deep poverty, a hot and humid climate where malaria thrives, remoteness, often impassable roads, violence and banditry. This work, as we learned tonight, is meeting the test of time and is getting international recognition. The 1997 Pfeffer Peace Prize was awarded to Dorothy Brown for her work in achievement recognition through nonviolent action. Now, we've been updated on the work in Little Cocoon. Let's take this opportunity to participate in this work. Some of you are regular contributors. This is another opportunity to give to this work. To encourage large donations, anonymous donors have pledged to match what we raised tonight, up to $1,000. So your gift will be doubled. Let's send Dorothy and Gretel back to Nicaragua with the resources to continue this miracle of Mulukuku. Several people have offered to pass baskets. Karen and Steve.
Why don't you tell us how to make up checks?
We're happy to have cash contributions. We're also happy to have checks. And I'll tell you how to write the checks. If you wanted to go directly to the work and are not concerned with the tax deduction, you have to write the check to Dorothy for another. If you want a tax deduction, there's a church in Sarasota, Florida that cooperates with the Women's Center of Little Cocoa, and you make the check out to St. Boniface Episcopal Church. I don't know if you can see this, it's too far away, can you see this? St. Boniface Episcopal Church. You can write a check to that. And in the bottom corner, put either Women's Center or Dorothy for another. Then you'll know where it's supposed to go. And I hope you can get generous.
Okay.
This is very,
very, I was going to do this side.
So we'll take a few moments, and then for the passing of the baskets, and then we'll have the break, and a few minutes, and then we'll have questions and discussion, and then we'll close and have refreshments.